It's, I think, a well-chosen day for the three young ladies graduating from their respective home schools to mark together with us prayers of thanksgiving their own graduation from high school. Now, since these young ladies have been assiduous students, lo, these many years, I know they would probably appreciate a little bit of history. The story of the dedication of this church is told, first of all, in today's epistle, that is to say, from the Acts of the Apostles, the story of how the unworthy King Herod, wanting to please the Jews and show himself to be one of them, even though he wasn't keeping God's law at all, had St. Peter arrested and thrown into prison after he had put St. James, the apostle, to death. He was only waiting for the end of Passover to make a martyr out of St. Peter. But that was not successful. The church prayed for St. Peter. And because of that, and the divine design, there was a miraculous deliverance. The epistle tells the story. The angel of the Lord struck the chains off his wrists and his ankles, and the doors opened of their own accord, and he walked out of prison a free man. Later on, those chains were collected, added to those of St. Paul, and highly venerated in Christendom, the Church of St. Peter's chains in Rome on the Eudoxian Hill is built in honor of these precious relics. Indeed, for a long time before they used to give out actual relics of the saints, they would give out little shavings from these iron chains that had been preciously guarded all of those centuries. Think a moment today as we prepare now for this Holy Mass and our first Friday communion of reparation of all of the chains with which we are surrounded. In the Mass today, we sing about the world being surrounded by chains. Well, there are the chains that we put on voluntarily, the chains of decoration. It could be a necklace or a bracelet or something like that, the chain of office, the bishop's pectoral cross, mayors in ancient England with their chains of office, and the hidden chains of penance that some people still wear today, and as has been done in the Catholic Church for centuries. But then there are those other chains, the chains of prisoners whereby they are involuntarily held in servitude, bound maybe hand and foot, and you see them, pictures of them, they have to shuffle into court. But most of all, think about today the invisible chains, the chains of our sins, how easy it is to get into a bad habit, to some sort of an addiction, and how all of us, as we take our faith seriously, are trying to slip out of those chains and to find our freedom. Well, we know it's a matter of willpower to a certain degree. We know it's a matter of won't power to an even stronger degree. But if we want to break those chains by God's grace, the very first step is want power. As they say, you have to want to do it. But can you imagine that any of us shuffling along, bound hand and foot in chains, would get very far without the power of prayer? That is, in a sense, why it's most natural to mark any occasion, a happy one, the graduation of these young ladies, or a sad one, a death, for example, the joy of a marriage or a marriage anniversary, the particular needs that might come up throughout the course of a lifetime, to mark all of these things by the most powerful of all prayers, the Holy Mass. As we read in the epistle today, intercession was made for St. Peter by the church night and day, and God heard those prayers. Today is First Friday. Our Lord very much would like to chain each one of us, our youth in particular, who are just beginning their lives, chain each one of us to Him, to His Sacred Heart, and to enable us quietly, secretly, maybe in the recesses of the confessional, to slip off those habits, the chains of sin, which seem to keep us imprisoned. Ask today the mercy of the Sacred Heart for these three young ladies, for whom we pray with joy at their graduation observance this morning. Ask for all of the for all of those who, and that means all of us, who may be in any sense bound with those chains that need to be struck off, for that willpower and that won't power, but most of all for the want power. May the Sacred Heart send His own Spirit, God the Holy Ghost, to inspire us so that we, the only chains that we will ever end up wearing are the chains of love. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.